Good morning, it's 8:20. The Musers here on a Thursday morning from San Francisco, downtown at the Convention Center on Radio Row, covering Super Bowl 60. Here in 20 minutes, Gordo's going to take out the wireless mic, talk to some of our colleagues here in the television and radio business.
Gone sideways many times.
Yes, stay tuned for that. And joining us now here at our broadcast location on Radio Row is our old friend, the man of a thousand voices, the noted comedian, the great Frank Caliendo. Good morning.
Yes, great to be here.
How are you?
Just picturing Gordo walking around with a microphone, tongue-in-cheek with all these other people.
I know. It doesn't go well most of the time. I've actually been physically assaulted before about 20 years
100%
ago.
100% believe
it. Yeah. The guy tried to choke me out.
Yeah, and I think that's probably him going lightly on you.
Yeah, it was. I think he was especially troubled when I started pleasuring myself while he's choking me. He's like, oh, this is salt. He's turned it on me somehow.
What's that song you've started to sing? What is this? Why is there a rubber ducky here? I don't understand.
We had Frank on the podcast a couple of months ago, and if you missed that episode of The Musers, the podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen. Thank you very much for doing that. He spent an hour with us, and we all talked about the science and the art of impersonating. I thought it was a fascinating listen. And we also had you on, and we were promoting an upcoming gig. And
yeah,
you had it right, and we corrected
your rightness.
And so yeah, can you say
we felt you had it too right.
Yeah, I almost took you out. Yeah. I almost went 20 years ago Super Bowl. It was Radio Row on you.
You almost choked you out.
So we'd like to give you the platform again to promote your upcoming gig that we got wrong.
So I am in Grant, Oklahoma, March 7th. I probably should have looked this up to make sure, but I believe it's March 7th, Grant, Oklahoma, Choctaw Casino there. So there's the Choctaw and Durant, and yeah, I believe it sounds like it's related in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But Grant, Oklahoma, which is, I think, a little bit north, but only about 2 hours outside of Dallas. So frankonstage.com gets you the tickets to the actual show that's at Choctaw Casino in Grant, Oklahoma. And I believe they have a nice showroom and stuff like that. So I've never been there before. So that's when I wasn't even sure when you guys were miscorrecting me or hyper. I went Gruden. You ever hyper correct somebody on something, man? You tell them how much righter you are than they are.
Right, that's what we were doing.
That's what the Musers did, and that was not amusing to Caliendo. He's trying to sell tickets to Choctaw Casino in Grant, Oklahoma. frankonstage.com for tickets.
Yeah, we just figured we'd go
March 7th.
We had March 7th.
We had to do a whole traveling party, take listeners up there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I feel like we owe it to Frank after saying, no, you don't understand Oklahoma.
I know it.
It's in Durant, okay?
I got a lot of that. And I have a family that was in Duncan, Oklahoma, growing up. And I didn't tell you this story, did I?
Uh-huh.
We used to travel down from Illinois. My grandpa had the station wagon with the wood paneling on the side. I think it was a Chrysler. Drive down, you know, doing bad things, facing the truckers in the back, giving them the finger, the 12-year-old type of deal. But we go down, and then we go to Duncan. My family, they had a hog farm, and we would go swimming with the hogs, and my parents let us. And that's when I started thinking, why would they let us? In the words of Charles Barkley, terrible. What were you thinking?
Horrible idea.
Said, really? Like, just that's
doing the butterfly in that E. coli suit.
Yeah. They didn't have that back then.
They hadn't invented E. coli yet.
Right. I mean, oh, man. No Terry Bradshaw commercial. I'll tell you what. You ever had E. coli? I'll tell you what.
He's got a place in Oklahoma, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's
Thackersville.
He didn't lose it. He sold it.
Oh, okay.
I lost it to one of my exes.
That's what I thought.
My exes don't live in Texas. My exes live in Oklahoma.
My exes live everywhere.
My exes live everywhere. That's a better line. Once again, Gordo fixing the bit.
Funny.
Funny stuff, Gordo. Funny stuff, I tell you.
Okay, so I understand you're working on a new voice now, and it involves another rockhead on Fox.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that, but it's the Gronk voice. I don't have it yet, and then Gronk showed up on a show I was on yesterday, I was trying to talk like him, like it's in there somewhere. And it's like, and I heard him say, and Robert Kraft deserves a gold jacket.
Yes.
So that's the line I'm going to keep saying, and Robert Kraft deserves a gold jacket. Like, and then it turned into Pete Puma, a whole lot of lumps. You know, that whole.
Is that Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah, Warner Brothers, I think.
Warner Brothers.
Oh, three or four.
Like that thing. So Gronk's on set there, and he sees me. And I'm like, I met you years ago. We did an event. It was me, Terry Bradshaw, Richard Sherman, and you, Gronk. And you didn't. I went up to you, and I was kind of messing with you, and you didn't recognize me. And he's like, "Well, I didn't recognize you now." He's just crushing me, and it was great. And I think he did kind of remember. Afterwards, he's like, "I knew you could take it." Like, I know that Gronk voice isn't quite there, and it takes me a little bit to get. But
that's it.
It's getting there. It's a cartoonish version, which can work. And so that was there. And I think I did a quick little Belichick where I put my shirt over my head and. Type of thing to simulate a hoodie, so to speak. But that was fun. But it was just fun. The interaction with Gronk is what people really like, because I was just doing that. What I realized is I should have gone Mel Kiper, and I'm talking about a tremendous athlete looking to come out of University of Arizona, 6'6", tremendous wingspan, the ability to catch the ball, and then he gets yards after catch. Look at a guy like a Gronkowski. There wasn't even nobody even talked about the yak. And the yak, when you talk about yak, we're not talking about something you'd shave to try and get some type of fur coat that could heat you in the wintertime. You guys don't understand that much in Dallas, Texas, and Grant, Oklahoma. But I guess it was a couple weeks ago you might have understood that type of situation. But at the end of the day, Rob Gronkowski is my guy. I'd pick him. You'd be hard-pressed to tell me otherwise.
Well, he is the end-of-the-day guy. That is his.
Yeah, the end of the day. And then when he can't think, when the words, he fills the spaces with
You were telling us there's good and bad about doing the circuit here on Radio Row. Sometimes, you know, it's a great conversation. Sometimes you get a little hoodwinked.
Well, I mean, that was the one yesterday, I think it was. I was over a table. I was walking in between tables. I was doing some national radio shows. And by the way, I want you guys to know, you guys are, if not the main reason for me to come, you are in the top three of the reason I came to Radio Row, because I'm like, well, I can do some other stuff, but my anchor is good for today, which is only like I'm leaving early because I'm so sick of it. But my anchor today is you. Everything was, scheduled around you guys.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
So,
Frank.
So somebody comes up to me, and he's like, I got a show in Philadelphia. I'm like, okay. He goes, I go, when do you need to go? He goes, I can do it right now. I'm like, okay.
That's a big market.
So yeah, it's top five in the country, at least top 10, but pretty big. So I go, I sit down, I start asking him a couple questions as I'm already seated there. And I'm like, so you, who's the owner of the group, the radio station group? And he's like, he said whatever it was. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that one. And then he's like, I was like, are you in the same building as like one of these other states? Oh, no. We're actually in Atlantic City. I do a Saturday show. And then he starts going into it. I'm like, and we're taping. So you're taping a Saturday show for a Saturday in a smaller city that might have reached to film. Now, Atlantic City is a good city to hit because they do shows there. But it was like, well, that's not what you told me at all.
Right. He led with Philadelphia.
Yeah. That would be like, you guys like tell me you're in Plano. Or would that be?
Plano's still in the same dominant area. Yeah.
So where would be outside?
Probably there? Waco.
Waco. That's what I was actually going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say that it wasn't sure. But you were Waco, and then all of a sudden, you tell me Dallas, you're Waco, and you do a Sunday morning 5 a.m. show.
Right.
And
I'm like,
that's what I would have done if I was that guy. I would have said, have you heard of New York City? Would you like to do an interview real quick? Mm-hmm. And just leave out the part that we're located about 1,000 miles from New York City.
What would have happened to you?
Huh?
What always happens?
You would have choked me out, and I would have pleasured myself.
That's like that is like Rutgers going to the Big Ten, and they're saying we have the New York market.
Right.
That's the same. That's essentially the same thing, right? Like when the Big Ten got Rutgers, like we got everything. We got from coast to coast. Now that we have the Big Ten or the UCLA and USC, and you're like, well, you have Rutgers.
Yeah.
They're underwater, everybody.
New York City's really Rutgers football crazy, aren't they?
it's Rutgers to the. The direction.
Rutgers won, the Yankees too.
Yeah, right there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we have a lot of drops on the station, and a lot of them are Gordo's impersonations or maybe the real person like Jerry Jones. And, just short little phrases, and they just, they live in our brains. I got to tell you, since the last time we talked to you, every time I go to the grocery store, all I hear when I go through produce is, arugula.
Oh, yeah. It's Jim Rome.
I cannot believe that I did not do much Jim Rome with you guys before. What is up with that?
It's
great.
It's amazing.
Grab the fish wrap, and we just got a fax. I got a fax from the past. It came to the future. This is like the Avengers going back in time, and then Steve Rogers screwing up the timeline. Ridiculous.
What was the line? It was a bunch of four-letter words.
Four-syllable words. Incredible. Phenomenal. Arugula. 20 great lettuce. If you're going for a salad and you want a better salad with more nutrients, go for the arugula. The iceberg, great taste, less filling. But the iceberg lettuce does not have the nutrients of the arugula. Grab your favorite salad dressing, shave some carrots, throw some croutons in, and you're in business.
Jim, we're trying to talk about the Super Bowl.
Great take.
He's here.
Oh, yeah. Avoiding
contact. Is he one of the ones who runs into you and doesn't like
avoiding
it?
Eye contact completely.
Oh, yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. I get it when you're – he's probably like a really shy person and he gets freaked out by attention, even though he seeks it out.
His whole thing is being boosted up as he's the super clone. Like, mm-hmm. the clones are below mm-hmm. him, and like, clones, what is up? You're going to believe everything I say, and you're going to regurgitate it for other people. Like, my favorite thing is when he went to CBS, and I was like, what are they going to do? Throw him on, like, different types of shows? Or was it CBS? Whatever has Dateline, and mm-hmm. he's going to take over, and he's going to do, like, busting pedos. And he's there, and he, instead of Chris Hansen, it's mm-hmm. Jim Rome. What is up, dude? Enjoying those cookies? I guess you were on AOL chats, and you were talking to some kid who was 13 years old. Not cool. Did you realize how old that child was? Yeah, you say you didn't. Well, guess what? Let me read this off right now, and you're going to jail.
We got one of your faxes.
We had one of your faxes.
Sent to the kid.
Terrible take. Dude. What a bad idea being you. I would hate to be you right now. Grab the soap. If it drops, just leave it.
All right, you got your stage show coming up. Plug that one more time.
FrankOnStage.com. March 7th. FrankOnStage.com is where the tickets are. It takes you to Choctaw Casino in Grant,
yes.
Oklahoma.
Not the one in Durant, the one in Grant.
Grant, Oklahoma. Let's see, is that all I need to tell you?
You like doing the stage shows?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, clubs are probably my favorite thing because I mess around more. So you see in a stage show like that, you see a little bit more of the finished product kind of thing. So I'm a little more careful. I think when you're then in those types of event places, like it's the theater, you must feel like you're pronunciating to the back row, that kind of thing, as opposed to a club, I'm just kind of going back. But that goes to me growing up watching Robin Williams and seeing that special that he did in that club. Yeah. And I'm doing Jim Rome and not even trying to right now.
that club.
That's what happened. But he does that club. What a great club. Danny DeVito in the audience. The cast of Taxi sitting in front while Robin Williams is riffing about the moon and his manhood.
And OJ.
Ridiculous. San Francisco. How many syllables is that? San Francisco. That fits.
Robin Williams also a Bay Area product. Who knew? Come on.
Later that day. One amazes me.
Yes,
when I
really
first saw
too.
You doing Robin Williams with the face and everything, with the squinty eyes. And doing
like, oh, you were being me for a second. Yeah. We were us together looking down.
When Troy was on, I wanted to – I know you guys – you have like probably he's a friend of the show and stuff like that. You guys talk to him all the time. But I wanted to chime in. I couldn't get eye contact. I didn't even look for the eye contact.
Oh, we should have.
Because he is the one who taught Madden how to text.
Really?
So, yeah.
Really?
Madden didn't know how to. You have to ask him about that. Or at least that's the story that got to me. He goes, so you press these buttons right here, and then it types the letters. I got these big fingers. It's hard to get them out.
So Troy, you type this right here, and then my T-Mobile sidekick.
So there's a typewriter on this phone.
Yeah, I'm thinking about upgrading to a BlackBerry. And then you got the sidekick, you know. But only,
I think Madden said something, and this could all be lore, but I think Madden sent him like, so you text like what, a 13-year-old girl? That's what you do? And another line is like, oh, man, I think this was to Troy. He was like, hey, Troy, you ever been Caliendo'd?
Really?
Yeah, because he... Yeah. Madden did not aware. Like
not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan like
everybody else out there.
Fake Madden. Did George W. Bush ever know about?
Yeah, in the Dallas Super Bowl when I was in Jerry's box, I was up there. I got past everybody. And remember, Jerry was sitting there. He was in the middle between George W. Bush and John Madden. Bush was no longer president, and Madden was retired. And Jerry was there. And everywhere else, I feel real good about. This is how people do it around me. Everybody else, I feel fine doing my Jerry Jones. Here, I feel so inferior. I know you don't
the
care.
The listeners
but
just want
to. The P1s have finally settled down on me because everything is like, I know, Gordo's better. I get it. I understand. Like, I'll just fill out 1,000 of those so I don't have to hear it anymore.
Right.
There's still a few that come after me. They're like, you know, Gordo's way better. I do know that.
That's not true. But
so, no, it's 100% true. And so the game got out of hand. It was Packers. Steelers, and it was getting out of hand, and then Jerry left to do whatever. So he goes, and then he leaves a space, and they were going to have me come in there and talk between the two guys. Yeah, what's going on, man? Pretty good Super Bowl. Super Bowlification. You know, these Pittsburgh Steelers, they're doing a nice job. Brent Rosselberger, I like that guy.
And yeah, and it's whatever. And, you know,
and then so the game started getting closer, and then Jerry came back in, and that he took my spot in his box.
Oh, wow.
So they were going to do that, and then nobody wanted to ask Jerry to move in his own real estate, which I wouldn't either. But Laura Bush saw me at, like, the craft service table, whatever you call it, like the little buffet there, which was more than little. All right. So it was she's like, you know, the president and I. And she called him the president, which I didn't realize that until much later.
That's
you know,
odd.
The president and I. So we saw you. We saw you on the news this morning. He loves you. Like, she said that.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise us.
How well, cool.
No. And, I mean, I've had neighbors of his come up to me and go.
He has a really good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, he showed us the underground tunnels to get to. I'm like, probably something he shouldn't.
Right. Yeah, take this to get to the helicopter in case I ever got to get out of here.
Thanks, buddy.
Horrification, man. Yeah, take a look at this. Here's my secret. You ever see Batman? Where the guy, Batman, Bruce Wayne, would tip the statue. I think it was Shakespeare. I got one of those.
Take a picture if you
take
want.
Your picture. You can post it. Nobody care. They won't believe you.
All right, Frank. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's always great to see you.
Incredible.
FrankOnStage.com. FrankOnStage.com. The great Frank Caliendo joining us here on Radio Row.